Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are, and whenever you are listening or reading a transcript, welcome. It is July 18th, 2011, and I'm pleased to introduce Win 3 for the Monday night DBS conference call radio show. It's a simulcast. He is out retrieving people on the conference line that call in, and the others are on DBS radio. So welcome wherever you are. This is Terry Brown. I'm the co-host of the show, and I never know what he's going to have for a topic, because if I knew, I might agonize over it, and so it's better just to have it happen, and there it is. I'm often channeling on the show, and sometimes we have guests. So Wynn and I, Terry Brown, are in Sedona, Arizona. We just had a huge thunder lightning storm, which has died down now, but it's really nice to experience the rain. It was dry earlier in the season, and now it's raining every few days. So we have a little place with some fruit trees, and they're doing well, and hoping to grow some food over here. My background is I have a degree in physics, and I set up the library for Tektronix, which was a large electronics firm in Beaverton, Oregon. And then I went to California, and in California, I became a legal secretary, and I was a legal secretary for a lot of years. Sounds like Wynn is on the line with his conference call people. Wynn, are you there?
No.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
I like to do those things to see how Terry handles it. How did you handle
it? Her.
I'd like to save her. Well, good work, guys. Did you feel saved, Terry?
Yeah, I almost responded.
You almost what?
I almost responded. That you always pull these jokes and tricks. When I was a legal secretary, he used to call up and with his Arabian accent and complain about the service he was getting at in a legal case. And I sometimes he caught me.
You're not supposed to tell them about that. They're going to sue you at our office. We have lots of oil money. And geez,
that always
gonna come
would worry
online.
Me.
Pardon me?
That always would worry me.
Don't worry you. She never knew if it was real or if it wasn't, so she would go along with it just in case.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What? What are you doing? What are you doing? Mom,
who is saying, what are you doing?
What? Are you on a call? What? Mom, what are you doing?
You're being broadcast around the world.
What? Why? You should unplug your earphones.
Oh, well, there goes somebody. Oh, was that I hope nobody hung up on us. Hang on a second. Mute everybody.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, and we'll start the recording today.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. You are not authorized to start a recording at this time. Please contact customer service if you need assistance.
We're going to get...
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
This is Monday, July 18th, and my name is Lynn Free, and I'm in Sedona, and my co-host is Terry Brown. And, you know, we still don't have a very good name for this show. It's called the Winfrey Conference Call Simulcast, and that doesn't say very much. And one of the reasons the things I do don't say very much is because I have a little bit of anticipation of trying to name things close to what really happens. If you notice, what do we have? Message a day, right? The spirit channel, the wind channel. Well, what really happens on this call, the Winfrey conference call? Those of you that have been checking in regularly, that have been listening regularly, know that, to say the least, this is a very unusual call. And many of the things we do are unusual. Why are they unusual? Because I've never seen anything like what I'm doing happen in this realm. And one of the things, let me mute the check-in. Hello, whoever checked in. I've never seen anything happen like this, and I've been around a long time in many different... hang on a second.
Entry and exit times are off.
Okay. I've been to many spiritual groups. I've been all kinds of stuff. And I think why we don't say what it is because... You're not supposed to believe what it is. You're not supposed to believe it. You're supposed to check it out. You're supposed to prove it to yourself. Because if I said it was this and you believed it was this, then we lose an opportunity to actually connect and you become a blind follower or somebody that has... let go of their own, how would I say it? What's the word? They've let go of what, Terry? Terry's going for a mad dash for the mute button. I can hear the air rushing around the place as she moves her hands at lightning speed, trying to reach for the mute button.
So let go of their own judgment, maybe, or?
No, let go of their own volition, okay?
Right, right.
Yeah. Everyone is a totally unique, independent part of creation. And each of us has the challenge to discover how to live that. In this realm, most people don't take on that challenge. they've been trained this way. It's a matter that you have to break out of this. You've been trained this way. Someone's going to take care of me. My mother and father took care of me. The government will take care of me. Somebody is always going to be there for me. And some of us are lucky enough to have that true for certain periods of our life. And that's a wonderful experience when someone is there for you, when someone takes care of you, when someone pays the bills, when you can't. It's a wonderful experience. And I would wish everyone to have people in their life like that. Or maybe you're like that for other people, and that's a beautiful experience. But many people, many, 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 many more people are getting their backs up against the wall these days. And it's happening financially. And it's one of the Achilles heels of this transformation. Because if you're going to be part of the transformation, you have to stay alive. If you have things that you still need to do and change and grow, you have to do it. And you have to figure out what you need to do to make the shift. And, you know, there's a lot to be talked about on that. We're going to have a talk with our sources, but I just want to talk about it from my human level on this thing. You know, as many of you know, we've been doing Message a Day for probably 2 years now. And we have 3 conference calls a week. We have Message a Day, a daily mailing. We have the Wind Channel, which is, some of you know what that is, the windchannel.messageaday.net. We have the Spirit Channel, where you're getting transcripts when they're done, when you're getting audios when they're done. And I'm now looking at Message a Day and all this other stuff as a beta test. You know what a beta test is? That's what computer companies always call them. They come out with a new program, and they don't know if it's going to work. So they just tell everybody, get our program. Tell us what's wrong with it. And then they fix it. Then they charge for it. Well, it's kind of like, in terms of money survival, we're not doing ourselves or you a favor by making everything free. Because part of oneness is connection. And we have to keep roofs over our heads. We have to pay internet bills. And so I'm not going to turn around and tell everybody a message a day. You don't have to spend money. I may at some point, but not at this point. But what I'm doing is we're doing, I know how this works now. I know how people benefit. You know how people benefit. We're doing some new recruiting of people. I shouldn't use the word recruit. We're exposing our materials to people, and new people are coming in using the Creator God video. Have you guys seen that video? Go to the Creator God book. No, it's called creatorgodbook.com. And look at the video. And I'm giving the book away for free. The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe want to talk to you. And it's a really good idea to give it away for free. Because you can't explain what this is very easily and expect people to get it. You can tell people that I have a book on the best-selling charts, Metaphysical, and he's giving away his next book for free. For whatever reason, people will respond to that. Try to tell them, call your friends up. Some of you have done this. I've heard the story. Call your friends up and say, I have this guy It's talking to the Elohim, and that's the word for God in the Old Testament. And he wrote a book, and he wants to give it to you. No one will read it. I mean, maybe somebody will, but the way the dumb way the world works, and it's okay. You can't judge it because this is the way it works. You take it into consideration. You say, this guy's a best-selling author. He's got thousands of people responding to what he's doing. Look at all the things people are saying about him. And then people say, oh, let me check it out. Don't go around telling people the guy's talking to the source that created the universe. That's the title of the book. But we don't have to say it because it's on the book. Let people figure it out because it's on the book. You see, when you come from a high spiritual place, and many, many of you who are listening to these calls come from there. Even when your life is screwed up, you still came from there, or you wouldn't be listening, because other people usually run the other direction. But when you come from a high spiritual place in this realm, you have a great deal of expectation and standards. And oftentimes, those expectations and standards totally block you, because you can't flow with the negative. I mean, I could say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make it be the way I want it. But what difference? If I do it the way I want it, nobody pays attention, then what good is it? You know, the key, I heard somebody wise say something a long time ago, and I never forgot it. And they said, you know, if you really want to make a difference in somebody's life, you know, we've all had this experience where we wanted to make a difference, and we went into something and felt like we really got stuck. And they said, now I'm picking up all their negativity, and I got to run away. Well, the way they described it was, you just come in for a really short thing and you withdraw and you let it go. Don't think about it. Don't call them every day. Let it go and then come back to it a week later and come in for a short period. Now I'm talking about people that you want to influence who have really big negative patterns. And as you probably all have learned, you can't change someone else's patterns, no matter how much you care about them. Somehow it's got to come from them. And when somebody's going through really big negative patterns, and you get attached to changing them, you are going to get depressed. You are going to get worried. You are going to get concerned. And that's going to put you into a negative spin downwards. So the way you do it is, when you're really uplifted, do something really nice for that person. Buy them a present. Take them to lunch. Don't just call them up and say, dump on me, because it doesn't work. They will dump on you, and they may take your energy. And then after you hang up, you're going to feel really not so good. You're going to feel depleted because they took your energy. Now, do something for them that's unexpected. One of those random acts of kindness. I read something recently that I thought was very wise. They talked about kindness is love expressed. It's not love that changes the world. It's kindness. Can you think of areas in your life where you can be kind? One of the things about someone who is going through really heavy stuff, one of the things is if you just meet them as an equal and they're going through that stuff, they're going to pull you into it. Now, I don't mean to meet them as a superior. I mean to meet them where you put so much positive energy out into it. Let's go to lunch. I'm buying lunch today. I thought you might need that. And then make them feel really good. And and then withdraw for a while so that something in them wants to reach back. You know, it's a very tricky thing to share higher light with people. This and I even hate to use the word higher light. The other thing that happens is you start using terms like that, and you start thinking you're superior to other people. You're above them, and you're not. It's like you happen to have been lucky enough maybe to fall into this work we're doing and have huge transformations, but you know what? It was luck. It was synchronicity. And it was the luck of the draw. And you could be creating those synchronicities for other people. And there's people out there that are very, very evolved, the wanderer types, but they don't know it. You know, when you've come into this realm as a wanderer from a high realm, and you've gotten covered up, you know, stuck, withdrawn, you don't know you're a wanderer. You don't have any idea. You don't know you had a mission when you came here. You just know that your shoulders are tight. I got a headache. No one loves me. What am I doing? And here, you were this exalted guy that came down from the higher realms and that was going to change the world. Well, you still have time. But you can't, you know, you have... I was young, when I was younger, I'm describing myself. I was really uptight. I was a nerd. I had my shoulders up to my ears. My aunt used to come over, and she was... So your shoulders now. What are your shoulders so up for? I didn't even know my shoulders were up till she said it. It was like part of my normal way of being. I was all stuck inside with my shoulders up high. And some of you have heard the story about how my father had killed me in another lifetime and that he gave me a life this lifetime because he killed me in another lifetime. And when I was growing up, I understood now that I had a cellular memory of the death experience with him, and he had a cellular memory about, I thought I got rid of this guy. What's he doing here? So he was still killing me, and my energies responded. And even when I knew the story and I knew how that all worked, my shoulders still didn't relax. I was rejecting myself. I was rejecting myself for a long time, years. And other people would reject me because I was rejecting myself. And, you know, I think at a certain point, you know, I went through the process of forgiving my father and everything, and I went through a quantum leap at a certain point of evolution. But I did it. It wasn't magic. It was magic, but it wasn't magic because I was the magic. You're the magic. You're not separated. There's no them in you, and there is a them in you. You see how duality works? There's no them in you. We're all one, and there's a them in you. Okay? There's no you and me, except there's a you and me. You're going to eat your dinner tonight. It's going to go into your body. I'm going to eat my dinner. I've got my roof. You've got your roof. It's just that, where do we place ourselves? And we're talking about rules, and I said I was going to talk about finances and money. And this is not an easy one to talk about because I know there's a lot of you that are struggling, and I suspect it's going to get worse. And, you know, I could tell you, you're struggling because you're missing things. I could tell you you're struggling because there's negative forces that want you to struggle, that would like to see things fall apart. I think that could very well be true. And they don't care, and that they're holding a lot of the cards in their hands. Or, all of the above are true. What is the key ingredient in moving from where you are? Well, first of all, it's good to be able to suss out the situation, to really be honest with it, because there is a tendency in people not to want to look at things. You know, there's a tendency to be hopeful and optimistic, and things are going to get better. And I hope that's true. I truly do. So when I say anything I'm saying that seems contrary to that, there's a saying that goes, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And there's definitely a lot of probability vortices out there. And what are some of the worst-case scenarios, and what are the best-case scenarios, and how do you position yourself right now? This is the key. You got to position yourself right now so that you can cope, or else you can say, my way of positioning is when that comes, I'm ready to leave this realm, and you can do that and move on. But if you feel there's things to do down here, if you feel there's things to learn, if you feel, you know, one of the things about this realm that I've heard many, many people say, and I can't validate that it's true because I'm in this realm, so I have nothing to compare it to, but it's been said that a being in this realm can grow and expand more than any other realm. In other words, this realm is a locus point for many, many dimensions coming together, whereas in other dimensions, you're more particularly, even a higher dimension, you're more positioned in that dimension. So if that's true, all of us are in the middle of a great opportunity right now, because not only is this you can grow more, and it's also we're in the middle of a dimensional shift. So whatever your intention is right now has the potential to shift different holograms, bigger energies than ever before in recorded history. And to bring in what does that mean? It means bringing in synchronicities. It means bringing in new friends. It means what are the possibilities? What are your possibilities? The first thing you do have to think of to get into your possibilities is start thinking out of the box. And the next thing is spend a certain amount of time doing things without worrying about the results. Do you know on the internet now, there are so many ways to get connected to people that you could have never, ever gotten connected to before. There's LinkedIn, there's Facebook. I mean, there's so many of the social networks. And there's somebody on those social networks that needs an employee. And how do you find them? Do you know, there's job. I believe that if you can learn the basics of internet, there's going to be one of the most highest potentials for a ongoing income. There's things you can do. Do searches. Do you know there's a lot of scams, so you have to use your discernment. But all you have to do is think of a question and type it into Google, and you'll get 500 answers. How do I make money on the internet? Now, I guarantee you'll get a lot of scams, but you'll get certain things that are real. Any question you can think of, just ask it into Google, and the magic genie of Google spits out the answer. I mean, think of what we had to go through in the past. Do you know this work we're doing right now? Right now, if it wasn't for the internet, none of this would be happening. Not one thing. Because now maybe it would have manifested in a different way. I don't know. But the internet makes one, it's almost like a technological example of oneness. Suddenly, everything is really close. And everyone is very close. And why am I here? Because of the internet? Well, I started writing articles for a web magazine. If I didn't write those articles, I wouldn't have interviewed David Wilcock. I wouldn't have met Daphne. I met Daphne because I was at a conference writing articles for that web magazine. If there was no web, there would have been no articles. I have been exploring really, really carefully. There's people that are going to make millions on the internet, even right now. At least until we get, before we get to the place where we all barter, that's invariably going to happen. Because the ways of reaching people and touching people are so complex. You know, when a layman thinks of the internet, it's like you think in old-fashioned terms. I did. You think, well, you just put an ad up, and then people read your ad, then they're interested in what you have, and they come and they spend money. Well, that's like a small part of it. Question is, or the difference is, in the old days, if you wanted to sell something, you had to open a store. You had to imagine that the store would be successful in a certain area. You'd have to buy your merchandise. You'd have to put it in the store. And then if no one wanted what you had, you'd have to go say, I'm going to try some other merchandise. And then you'd buy some more merchandise. And every few days, you'd be buying new merchandise until you figured out what people wanted. Well, the thing about the internet is, you could figure that what would have taken months to figure out in the past, you could figure it out in days. It's all instantaneous. You put a word up, I've got this. You use Google AdWords, or you use many, many of the ways to get people's attentions. And if no one is interested in what you have, either, now they may not, they may be interested, but you may have said it in the wrong way. You know, there's a better way to always say something. So the internet, you can test things. You can say, I'll try this, I'll try that, I'll try this other product. You can find someone that needs some talent that you have. You know, there's so many clever people. There's one guy that set up a business where, let's say I have one of... Luckily, I have people volunteering, transcribing everything. But if I happen to have money and I was willing to pay people, he's got a whole organization of hundreds, I think they're in the Philippines, I can't remember what country, hundreds of Filipinos, and people want something transcribed, and they go on, they submit, he charges so much per page, and he sends it to one of the Filipino people. And in a day later, it's transcribed. And, you know, if the guy's writing a book, he can just dictate into the phone. And in a week, he'll have his whole book written. And think how easy that is. I mean, somebody could do that business in a small way. Oftentimes when you see somebody doing a business of any kind, you think how clever that is. You could do that business. Maybe you wouldn't have 100 Filipinos answering the phone, or not answering the phone, but typing things. Maybe you would just do it yourself and charge $12 an hour and go around, if typing happened to be one of your talents, go around to local offices and say, hey, I need to pay my rent. I've decided to do this service. If you have any dictations, send me the audios, and I'll have the pages up for you the next day. Now, You see, that's creative. And I thought of that because I read this article somewhere about the guy with 100 Filipinos doing it. And it triggered me to think about, I've thought of it just now because I'm sharing the process that you can go through to find opportunities. You know what? You start doing that for a legal office or some kind of office that needs things typed, and the guy's going to say, this is cheaper than having a secretary. I don't have to pay insurance. I only use her when I need it. Suddenly, you're making an extra $70, $80 a day. When you get enough business, you can raise the prices. You're making $160, $200. And you have a service that as long as there's any business, as long as there's any professionals out there, somebody will use you, and you'll be typing things, and you'll be saving them money, and you'll be making enough money to survive, and you know what? You'll be carrying the frequencies of this love and light wherever you go, and you won't be working for someone. If you need to move, you can continue to, as long as there's an internet, you can continue to do it over the internet. And you can develop it anywhere you want. You got a business. Now, there are a million undiscovered businesses like that that no one's doing. I came up with the idea. I'm not going to do this. Maybe if I had the right person who was really, really sharp and could lead other people, I'd love to put a business together that that could be taught and easy, that would help people. And I'm keeping my eyes open. If you happen to be listening and you're one of those people that knows how to have leadership and knows enough about computers, email me, because there's a great opportunity here that would help raise money for our work, help all the people that are coming on board. And I mean, I got like three ideas already. You know, I've come to accept one of the good things about me is that I can see how things work. I can put patterns together. And when I was younger, I took it for granted. I used to, a couple of times, I was with someone, and I remember I was at a expo called the Japanese Expo in Los Angeles. And there was this Japanese fellow that had this massager that looked like two thumbs going around in circles. And he had it sitting on a table. This was a long time ago, probably 15 years ago. And I looked at it, and I told him, I said, "You're marketing it all wrong. You should take that massager and tie it to a chair, and then put five chairs in a row and invite people to sit down so they can feel it." And then I walked away. And then a few months later, I was at a fair, and I saw a booth with all these same massagers tied to the chairs in a row, and there was that guy. He did it. He became a millionaire. In the next year or two, everywhere in the country, every festival, every county fair, every home show had a booth like that selling these massagers. And I said, geez, how did I not make money on that? Well, I didn't really care. He was a nice guy, and I said it. And so I see how things work. And if I wasn't doing this, if it wasn't what I was doing right now with this work, I would be doing, something of putting things together and making something work in a big way. Now my vision is to make this work in a big way. And make this be the Google of the new paradigm. We've got all the tools in place. I don't know if you guys can see that or realize that, but the tools are in place. We have a template. We have a template that's working. We've gone through the beta test. We're holding energy for lots of people. and it's working for them. We've done it for nothing, and it's still working. I mean, my idea is to charge people $35 for 6 months, and look at what they're getting. In certain ways, Americans tend to appreciate things when they pay for them, and that's almost no money, and yet look at the benefit someone could get. They may even get more benefit if they pay money like that, as opposed to giving it for free. Of course, it needed to be given for free up till now. It needed to. Why did it need to? Because I didn't know it would work. I don't want to charge for something that I don't know is going to work. It's like if I have a new medical therapy, and I'm going to say, hey, I'd like you to come over. I want to try my new therapy of healing on you, and give me $200. Well, I'd be an idiot. You don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's going to work. And, you know, there really was no way to know this would work except by working it, by creating it. And all of you who have been on this call have been part of the creation. You've been part of the beta test. You've been holding the energy, proving that we can do this, that we can. I mean, you know, what are we doing? I don't even want to put a word to it, because as soon as you put a word to it, everyone thinks they know what it is, and I don't know what it is. Even now, I don't know what it is in a way that I could put a word on it, but I do know I could jump on it and ride it like a surfer. It's an energy that's a wave, and I think we can go late today, 6:38. I know I'm talking a long time here. If we turn into the Google of spirituality, guess what? That means that all of you end up getting jobs that if we're holding. I mean, answering the phone. Who's going to know how to support this better than you? Better than you who've been listening on the calls, who've been part of the process. So I'd like you all to just hold that vision, okay? It's not going to happen just because of the vision, by the way. It's going to happen because I made that video, creatorgodbook.com, and because I decided to be a little more courageous. And instead of calling the book Questions and Answers with the Elohim, no one knows who the Elohim is, I called it The Creator Gods of the Universe Want to Talk to You. And that's more like, what's he talking about? And then I made that video, and we put the video up. I put the video up. You go look at it. You know, it's up on, of course, it's on creatorgodbook.com. But if you want to see an interesting website, there's a lady who has a site called Crystal Links. And there's only one L in it, crystallinks.com. And she's compiled. She's a little Jewish lady in Brooklyn. Her name is Ellie. I can't remember her last name. She's psychic. She does readings. She studied metaphysics all her life. And she put up a website called crystallinks.com. And she has everything on it. It's like a big smorgasbord. There's, you know, Egypt crystals, flying saucers, ETs. I believe she wrote all the pages, and she, you know, I think she lives alone, and all she does is work this website, and guess what? It gets 2 million hits a month. 2 million hits a month, and so we put the video on our website, and boom, 100 people a day signing up, and we just put it on 2 pages of her website because it costs $50 a month per page. And so I wanted to make sure it worked. I could spend $500 a month with her. I could spend $1,000 a month. But I got to test it. And I got to make, see, if I'm making money, if I'm charging for things, little bits, then I can keep affording these kinds of things. And all of this can explode, and some of you can have jobs that know how to hold the energy for people. Some of the people that are volunteering can get paid. Now, don't send any applications yet. We're not ready for that. I'm asking you to hold a vision, because when you look at changing the world, when you look at having enough people holding the space for a transformation, probably the last chance for that to happen is the internet. It's the last chance. And I'm going to work it. And any of you have any ideas, please email me. And also, pat yourself on the back for hanging in. And not everyone hung out in. People didn't hang in. They came and they go. But some of you have hung in for a few years now, a couple years, a year. And you're hanging in. You think it doesn't matter, but it does. It creates a path and a track in the consensus reality. It creates a ground for this work that, as it gets more grounded, it can have more reach. And this is not easy to get grounded, because it doesn't have an easy ground in the world. Where do you plant it? You go to a book publisher. If you're lucky, you might find one. But the chances are you plant it in the book publisher, and the book would, no one would ever see it. It would just be sitting there hoping that, you know, somebody would see it, because he'd never put any money into it. Where do you plant it? You open up a building, call it a church, and invite everyone to come over and say, hey, you want to hear God? But it just, that won't work. You know, there's no place to plant it. And I think maybe you guys don't understand that, but I did. I was like hitting my head against the wall. Where do I plant this? I mean, it's so crazy. It's so out there. Somebody just sent me an email. They said, you know, I thought Wilcock was out there, but, you know, this is somebody that just downloaded the book and read it. They said, I thought Wilcock was out there, but, oh, my God, you're even further out than Wilcock. And, I mean, I'm not saying that as in a hierarchical way, that I'm better than him, but the experience that we're putting into the world front and center is real. I mean, all of you have been on this line and coming into the line all the time. It's like you lose track of how far out it is. I lose track of it. And, you know, it's very easy just to stay within the confines of all of the people that hold the space and are comfortable in doing it. And rather than going out and put myself somewhere else, you know, every time I put myself out into something new, every time I do it, I hold my breath and I say, oh, I hope this is okay. Because there's always a concern, this is so controversial, that, you know, you could get people really chasing you around the block for doing it. And it's like, it has to be done really carefully and thought out and tested, because it's not like anything else. It has different implications than anything else. And it's not easy to see that when you've been coming into the lines for months and become part of the energy here, and it just becomes normal. But you've changed your life. Do you realize that? You have changed your life. And this energy here has helped do it. And you've empowered yourself. You've made connection with these sources in other realms. You're living day to day with these new friends. Some of you are still working through stuff. And you know what? Don't judge yourself if you're working through stuff, because you'll get through it. You will get through it. We're putting out what people need to get through this their stuff. And so don't judge yourself. And I hope I talked enough about money. That was the topic. We had all those Benjamin Franklins there. And believe me, I'm thinking about what I said. You know, there's things I know that would make money in today's economy. I know it. I mean, I have the vision to see things. I just have to be very careful about what I personally take responsibility for, because this work is too important. But, you know, somebody sharp and I say, let's try something, I would do it. I'd work it with someone and let them learn how to do it and then train other people. We're doing that with some people on different things right now. But it's all volunteer. There's no money. We're still, you know, we're still figuring out how to make ends meet. But it's getting a lot better. And so I hope when you guys see, and like I said, I'm not going back and charging message a day, but if on the people that sign up on the creatorgodbook.com, I'm not going to announce message a day to them. I'm going to announce it as a 6-month subscription program for $35. And I mean, for $35, they're getting message a day. They're getting invitation to conference calls. They're getting invitation to team shift. Now, we have people volunteering for all of that. It's the only reason that's going on. I couldn't possibly be doing this myself. And I would love to see all those people that are volunteering quit their jobs and get paid to do this full time. And that's the vision. And you can all share in that vision. And because in this realm, money is power. And in addition to anchoring energies, the more stable you are, the more secure you are, the better of an anchor you'll be for higher dimensional energies. And on that note, I'm going to shut up. And I've given Terry a break. I've talked a lot tonight. What time is it? It's 6:48. So, Terry?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here.
I guess you are. I heard you say yes. I guess you're there.
Yeah. I'm here.
You know, do you want to have a conversation with them? Or you don't have to. Do they want to talk?
Sure.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, for anyone that's listening that's new, Terry is what some people call a channel. She's learned how to blend her energies into other realms and bring through an intelligence that explains themselves to be group souls, and that not only are they intelligences in other realms, they have the ability to flow energy into this realm. And if you want to read the whole story, I'm giving the book away for free. Don't miss the chance. Get creatorgodbook.com and just sign up. Or look at the video and read the book and share it with other people. That's the big thing. Just send it to everybody and say, you got to read this. This guy is doing something really interesting. It's really changed my life. However, it's authentic for you. But just get it out there. Because if we do that, and they do that, and they do that, and what's one of the things that's happening is that there's a lot of people floundering right now. There's a lot of reasons to be afraid right now. And we're throwing people life rafts. And it doesn't mean we can pay their bills, or it doesn't mean that some calamity is not going to happen around them. But what it does mean is many of those people will stay out of fear, and some of them will graduate this realm that may not have otherwise. So when you do this, it's a great, great service you're doing to tell other people about the work we're doing. And the easiest way to do it is to give the book away. I want you to know, when I decide to do things like this, I don't ask them. I already feel it, that it's right. And in some ways, from their level, they're not here. They can't see all the possibilities. I know some people think, Wynn talks to the Elohim, they tell him everything. They don't do that. If they did, I probably wouldn't be talking to him because I'm too strong-willed. I'm too self-directed. And as I've learned how they work, they want co-creative relationships. They want to connect as equals. Even though they have a larger hologram, there's a seamlessness in the connection. So we're going to talk to them. And one of the unique things about what we're doing is that they're not just an intelligence talking through Terry. If we have it all right, they are at the center of the universe, and they can project energy through the entire universe. But they need beings, as far as I can tell, who can tune in to the energies. Otherwise, they don't go anywhere. So what we've been learning how to do on these lines is to tune into the energy. And we feel it. And if you come into these calls regularly, particularly our Sunday call, that energy that's focused on feeling the energies. And it's very, very powerful. And so I encourage you to check it out. And on that note, I'm going to get a bunch of emails saying, when you talk too much, how come you didn't let Terry talk? Terry, is there anything you want to say on your human side?
No, I'm pretty much into the...
we're going to go right into it. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the planets, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection, blending of our souls, while maintaining our sovereign integrity of our individualities. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is July 18, 2011. We are delighted to be with you and to make contact today. Whenever you may hear the audio of this, whenever you may read any transcript of this, we are delighted to make contact with you. And we are mindful of the subject that you have presented tonight. One time, we said, due to our lack of experience, we do not have a total grasp of money. However, we have a grasp of love and connection. And we realize that it is through connection and communication that you are able to bring energy to yourself and exchange energy and give energy to others. And it is through communication and making contact with others and supporting each other that you learn how you may help others and may then be remunerated for this. We look at China and we see the economy in China getting better. And we know that the people in that country were willing to exchange services, even though it was not for a lot of money. And by being willing to provide what was needed, their economy and society is getting stronger. Those are essentially the things that we wanted to bring up. We also applaud Winfrey for thinking of how to eventually provide jobs for individuals who are able and willing to contribute and can supply needed services and to exchange it for remuneration when there is enough demand that money is flowing into the coffers and the availability of jobs can be remunerated. The tasks that people perform can be remunerated and compensated with money. This is sorely needed in the economy at this time. Those are our thoughts. Do you have questions?
Well, I'll make some questions up on this line of topic. You know, I've looked at the way synchronicities work, the way something new comes in, and this is true with me as well. You get into a comfortable place, and you're not getting what you want. You're not at the place you want to be, but you're comfortable. And to get to the place where you want to be, you have to make yourself uncomfortable. I happen to be very willing to do that. I've done it over and over again in the past years, because if I wanted to do something, I would do it even if I had to sleep in my car to do it. Now, the people that want something to happen have to create a movement of frequency outside of their protected space. They have to have a movement of energy so that their energy moves into arenas where someone else picks it up and reaches back. You see, everything starts on the other side. Everything starts in other realms. And I can kind of see how that works, even in my human side, that I will see that I did something months ago, and I met somebody months ago, and it looked like it was going to go nowhere. And months later, the energy is still there, and they come back. And it's like you can't look for the... One of the things about synchronicities is you have to hold the intention of a result, but you can't look for the result. You can't expect the result. But you have to go into the arena where the result could happen. And I think when that happens, I think you guys can help. You can find things and help lubricate it. But when somebody is just sitting, do this for me, do that for me, do this for me, help me get money, help me get a job, how does that look to you when they're saying, Elohim, help us, or Ra, help us? What do they have to do to get that WD-40 spread in the matrix so that they can get what they're really asking for.
We see that an individual can raise themselves up a notch to move into a creative zone, because it is in the creative zone that an individual can move into creation. We should say it is in the creative zone where an individual can move into creation. If he stays merely in the zone that already has been created, then he is limited by the factors involved in that positioning. Because if an individual needs to earn money, they need to move out of the box that they're in if they are not earning money, and to move into a zone where they can get that money flowing in exchange for something. Now, in the corporate arena, there are still many jobs available for individuals who can provide a service for that corporation. However, within that framework, they need to fit so that they can provide the service and fit into the corporation. However, an individual, even if they have one of these jobs, may like to move into a more creative job or a job that makes more money. And as such, if they wish to work for themselves, they can set the object to work a little bit each day on learning a new skill, learning photography, learning the internet, learning PowerPoint access, learning Word, some of the skills that will help them even if they move into something on their own, and can, although while still working within a framework, can step out of the framework for a short period each day to learn skills that are oriented towards what the individual wishes that they could be doing and earning money within another area. It does not have to be all learned at one time or looked at as a maze of things that have to be accomplished all at once. It can take a little bit each day and increase their skills.
Thank you. What do you think of my idea of having Message Today become the Google of the new paradigm? Do you think that's possible?
We see in comparison of Google to Message a Day that
maybe a mini Google. I mean, that's an over. Perhaps it's an over overstretch, but you know, the idea is to plant it solidly as something that is on the internet that people hear about and people that are attracted to it can find it.
It is a nice thought and a good goal that could be implemented, and we, in looking at Google, see that they have a unique philosophy of creativity, and the employees take part in this creativity, and there are many aspects that serve many needs that individuals want. And so Message a Day could be broadened to service individuals in a broader need. This is a good thought to work towards and develop.
Could we hypothesize that Google is a good example of a company that is built on the energies of indigo and crystal children and the way they conduct themselves?
Yes. There are many individuals working for Google that are very bright and are using their skills to interface with society in ways that are needed, very needed.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not going to overtax Terry. Thank you so much for joining with us tonight. And if you have any closing words, and we'll say goodbye.
We are very pleased with the thoughts for expansion in the area, and we are with you and behind you and are making our energies available. And we move our energies in a broader range over Earth, and we send support to all light workers, all families everywhere, mothers and fathers that are working towards the good of the family, as families are one of the strengths of the fabric of the human experience. We send our light to each and every person that is listening. Adonai.
Thank you. And thank everyone here. Thank Terry. Thank our volunteers. Anyone wants to contribute any money so we can do more advertising and help this expand, go to donate. messageaday.net donate.messageaday.net and I think that's all. Let me just open up the lines and have a live goodbye.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Okay. Thank you. We'll see you all later.
Thank you. Thank you. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Love to everybody.
Thank you all very much.
Bye, Heiss.